I would like to talk about a topic, Courtship to the Altar. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Courtship is the basic, is the foundation to marriage.
Yes.
And I choose this topic before because most of you, some of the ladies are facing some troubles in their courtship.
And the men too.
And the men too. And our deaconess spoke about marriage some time ago. And I want to start with this. Because without courtship, you don't get a good marriage. So courtship to the altar is very important topic. And this stage, you shouldn't have to joke with it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before I start, why do I choose this topic? Now, courtship to the altar. 2 months ago, a man called me. And I know this man way back in Ghana. And he's a burger. You know burger.
Yeah.
Or what's your brochure? I mean,
yeah.
And this man met a wife, a lady in Ghana, and
then
the way the lady was so good,
humble,
in terms of cooking, everything.
So
he decided to marry this woman.
And
he was not able to study this woman for a long time. So he didn't know the woman very well. So he married her and brought her to the abroad. 5 years, he has been living with this woman. So he called himself of money because you are of money. I know you to be a secretive person. So I would like to share my problem with you. Could you believe that my wife cannot sleep with one man? Serious.
Serious.
I said, my wife cannot live with one man.
My father is the problem with any home.
And she has been cheating on me for 4 years now.
And so something I think for 3 years.
I wish I was studying her better. I've regretted for marrying her. And this is
how
some of you are going through.
And this problem
if you have studied the guy very well, I don't think that you give yourself to that man.
So it is
very important that you study the person. Very well. Before you take to the altar. So that's why I say I choose courtship to the altar. So someone may ask, what is courtship?
Simon told us going to talk about this courtship.
What is courtship?
What is courtship?
Courtship is a period of development towards an intimate relationship. Within a couple get to know each other and decide if there will be any engagement followed by a marriage. A courtship may be formal and private matter between two people and may be a public affair or informal arrangement between with a family approval. Hallelujah.
So
I will choose some keyword from this one. A courtship is intimate, is like closeness. It's friendship. You get close to that person. So like after you have studied each other and you know that you the relationship can go afar, then you can do it public or private. Informal. Like you go to the person's parents' house, maybe the next home, the daughter gave you, maybe one of you are interested in. And you go to the house of Mr. Home and so, mommy, I like your daughter, so I want to stay with you. Do you understand? That one is informal. But a formal arrangement is whereby you go for knocking. That you go in the knocking where you send some minerals or something to the house for them to know that you are with us. Like in case you are looking for me, your daughter is with me. And the problem is like, when one of you are dating the church and everybody knows that you are dating,
that's
what it's about. And as a Christian, as a child of God, you should build your relationship with God. You should let God be the foundation. You should let God be the center. Like I said, courtship is the foundation to marriage.
Worship is the fundament for
so
marriage.
If you get to be happy in your marriage, then
it
depends on how foundation you lay it.
So
if you decide, it will determine. So the good foundation of worship will make you get a good marriage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you don't make God be the center of your relationship, and you depend on yourself, you depend on your beauty, you depend on your Brazilian hair, your makeup, that I'm more beautiful than my guy will not leave me. I told you that person will leave you. I use myself as an example. When I was in Ghana and pastor was here, he's a man. And he's a human.
And I said, well,
so if I would say that I would lie on my beauty and my stuff, then by the time I realized somebody has taken him away. Hallelujah. So I said to myself, they are more beautiful in Imo. And if the one thing that we do to get this man is prayer. Hallelujah. So I pray very hard. And it works. This will help you to know each other very well. The likeness and
dislikeness.
In our question, I knew that Pastor likes granola soup. So I learned very how to prepare the granola soup because I wasn't expert. But I learned it. So this stage, it should be friendship based. You should be open to each other. You should like each other. You should check what each other doesn't like. And then you correct yourself. So if you know your boyfriend doesn't like me, I am a bit talkative. So if pastors who doesn't like talking too much. So I know that if I talk too much, you'll feel uncomfortable. So I study you, and I always keep quiet. You have to know that marriage is forever. It's a package. It's a package on its own. So at this stage, if you are not careful, if you don't take your time to study the person that your
partner,
at the end of the day, divorce will come. And if there is a divorce, people seem to be a failure. The kind of dignity, the kind of respect that you have is diminished. Hallelujah. So it is very important at this stage
that
there is no need for you to nag.
Yeah.
There is no need for you to be jealous. But you rather open your eyes. Focus. If the man that I said should have studied the woman very well, you can see that this woman is not marriageable material. And now he has regretted of marrying that woman. And you know, our church, we don't accept divorce. And so marriage is forever. That's why when you stand at the altar and say forever for better, for worse, for richer, for poor. So it is very important at this stage. This is a chance for you to know the man that you are going to marry. You know, some guys, they cheat, but you never know. Seriously. You see them as an angel. But when you marry him, before you know that this guy is a cheat. Some of them are weak smokers. You will never know until you marry that person. And as I know, it's always that. So I don't want ladies. I don't want this to happen to you. Hallelujah.
And some ladies to agree to this.
Courtship should not be based on sex. Courtship should not be based on sex. The kind of sky you give it to the guy, I bet you someone can do more than it. Yes. So courtship, you should focus on the success of your marriage. And you have to put at the back of your mind that I'm courting to get married, not to give away. So you shouldn't base your courtship on sex. That you know the men, they always like to enjoy themselves. So please, you need to focus. That's why when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 13, you say food for stomach. And the stomach is for food. And God will destroy them both. The body is, however, is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord and the Lord of the body. And that's why the Bible says our body is the temple of God. Today we learn something that you should offer yourself as a living sacrifice. So it is very important that this month for you to enjoy your waist. Ladies, if the guys are worrying you, you know what you do. Do you have a padlock?
Yes.
Do you know a padlock?
Yes.
You need to lock it. Hallelujah. You need to lock it. Hallelujah.
Peter!
You need to lock it. Because, can I ask you a question?
Okay,
I really want to buy a Ferrari car. A very posh car. And you are getting it free. Are you going to buy it? Will you buy it again? You will not. Because you get it free. Free of charge. So you are not going to buy it. That's how the men are. They will use you and then they will dump you and go in for somebody else. It is fine. If you have been through that situation, if you have passed this before, it's about time you stop. For this guy to come and marry you. Don't always give it to him. Otherwise, you will not. That's why most of them have got pregnant and then they are still there that the guy has not married them.
It is
fine. Say to yourself, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it again.
Hallelujah.
I used Mary and Joseph to be the case study. Matthew 1:18-19. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be a married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the Lord. And yet did not want to expose her to public.
And I need to Joseph for.
So he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
They
showed that he did not have sex before they get married. So because of that, Joseph thought Mary has, cheated on him. So he just wanted to divorce him. So in the Bible is even telling us that as a Christian, as a child of God, you shouldn't have to have sex before you get married. Even if the mother of a Messiah did not commit fornication before getting married, how much you? As a child of God. And you come Sunday morning to eat communion. And at the end of the day, you go back to flirt with your guy. I pray that God will strengthen you today.
Amen.
You see then? The point to consider when you are in caution. You need to be prayerful. Fast and pray. At this stage, you have to bear in mind, like I said, you are taking your caution to the altar. So it's very important that you pray. And bear in mind that your partner side has two families. The father and the mother. And you said you have father, you have two families. The father and mother. You don't know any family altar. Things are in the family that is fighting against the family. And this is the same where you need to pray very hard. You know, there are some families, there's always divorce. And there's family that you marry there, you never prosper. And there's family that you marry, you will never give birth. So this is the stage where you need to pray. The two of you need to fast. And break any family generational curses.
And all the
it's not a time for you to enjoy your waist. And then good communication. How you talk to each other. So whether good or bad, it will affect your marriage. So the quality of your courtship will determine the quality of your marriage. So there should be good communication in each other. Transparency.
Transparency.
No. You shouldn't have to hide secret from each other.
If
you should tell the person your weakness. And that person, you help each other. That's the Bible says two are better than one. And then faithfulness. The faithfulness talk about No cheating.
Niet vreemd gaan.
Need to be faithful to each other.
Eerlijk tegen elkaar zijn.
Someone, a guy may be in courtship with two ladies.
Misschien kan een man met twee vrouwen gaan. Het is niet eerlijk.
So you need to be faithful to each other.
Eerlijk tegen elkaar zijn.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you should have the same goal.
En je moet hetzelfde doel hebben.
As a child of God.
Als een kind van God.
And your new partners. It is important to have the same goal. That you understand each other. Maybe you want to marry. You want to do wedding. And you want to do maybe engagement. The guy needs to accept you. And maybe you marry. And you, like when you are in your courting. And you just want to further your education. Because your partner.
But your partner
has not got you to that stage. He will change his mind that he will not let you further it. So as if you have the same goal, he will encourage you to, further it.
And then
mannerism. Hallelujah. It's character wise.
It's a character type.
It's better. It is difficult for someone like a character is difficult to change. But a habit can be changed easily. How does the guy talk? How does your partner talk to you? How does your partner approach you? You know, some of them are in this stage, and then their partners have been beating them, insulting them in the public, abusing them. So in this stage, if you are in this courting stage and your partner doesn't respect you,
so in this relationship fast, I bet
you, if you don't correct it, you will take this into your marriage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And choice making.
And make from
this stage is very, very important.
Deze fase is
as a child of God,
als een kind van God.
And into brackets, I say you a believer or unbeliever.
Als je nou gelooft,
so as a Christian, what will you choose? Are you going to choose unbeliever?
Dus wat zou je kiezen als een christen?
Are you going to choose an unbeliever?
Zou je kiezen voor een ongelovige?
Why?
Waarom?
Because the Bible says 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse
5. De Bijbel zegt in Korinthe.
Do not be yoked together with an unbeliever.
Ga niet om met iemand die niet gelooft.
For what you do righteously.
Want wat jij doet.
And the weakness have in common. And what fellowship can light have with darkness?
En je kan geen samenhang hebben.
So it's very important since you are a child of God.
Want sinds je een kind van God bent,
so when you marry an unbeliever,
als jij trouwt met een ongelovige,
he's not afraid to come and defy your bed.
Is hij niet bang om jou?
And when you marry an unbeliever,
en als je trouwt met
een ongelovige, he's not afraid to cheat on you.
Is hij niet bang om vreemd te gaan?
And when you marry an unbeliever,
als je trouwt met een ongelovige,
he can divorce you anytime.
Kan hij je scheiden?
So it's very important.
Dus het is heel belangrijk.
To marry someone that believes. And when you marry an unbeliever, your commitment with Christ will diminish. Because maybe you used to come to church all the time. As soon as you get married, now when you are going, you say, where do you think you are going? You need to cook for me. And so all the time you will not be strong. So it is very important. It is very difficult for you to change an unbeliever.
Het is heel moeilijk om een ongelovige te kunnen veranderen.
And it is easier for a believer to be backslide. So at this stage, it is very, very important that you be serious and focused. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As you are about to take to the altar, there are steps that you need to take before the altar. The altar is the presence of God.
The altar is the
whereby you come and stand here, then I do take you as husband and wife. So before you go before the altar,
there
are seven, I've named them seven P's. This type will make you make an intelligent decision on how to take to the altar or marry.
For bringing our altar.
First one is proposed.
First is a proposal.
This is a stage where you like the man will come closer in public or in a private to tell you that will you marry me?
Dat is de fase waar de man aan de vrouw vraagt wil je met mij trouwen.
And I have been told that some of you,
you go and
rent Zaar. And I kind of say
Zaar.
Expensive Zaar to do this. And it's very, very money in cost involved.
It is heel duur.
This is the stage where you need to be focused.
This is the fase where
this is the stage where you need to analyze things.
This is the fase where
this is the stage where you need to assess.
This is the fase where
so there is no need. And you have to know that this is a journey to marriage.
And we wait for
so this stage is a stage where you need to pray very well.
This is the fase where you're
and then preparation.
And the voorbereiding.
Like I said, as you are in courtship, you study each other.
And
this stage, if you have to know that if your boyfriend is very neat and you are very dirty, and then you need to correct things. So preparation in terms of your awareness, Some of you, the ladies, I learned that some of your room, you don't keep it clean. Some of you don't know how to lay bed. So it's very important to study this thing at this stage, because it will help you. And you know the likeness and dislikeness of the person. After that, the preparation of things that you want to make, you want to use the colors for the wedding, your dresses and everything should be this. So the quality of your preparation will determine the quality of your marriage. After that, you go to proceed. Proceed is where? But you analyze everything and you try to think that it is successful. Then after you will let those who have to know, your family members,
your family,
the church,
the care,
to know, and then the council will follow. And then after you promote. The promotion is whereby you call into the church and then you announce the invitation card and other things. This way you promote it. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the protect. At this stage is very, very crucial. Very critical. At this stage, if you are not lucky, you fall. This is when some of your exes will try to come because they are afraid that you are about to get married. So they will try to get closer to you. This is when the devil will find a way to attempt you. So you need to protect yourself. We need to protect each other. For you not to defile. I watched the Nigerian movie. And then the man was about to get married to this woman. All of a sudden, the ex-girlfriend came. And then they slept together. And then the marriage didn't come on. So it's very important. And this thing is protest. This too is very important. At times, we know our parents, they want to do big show. They want the wedding to be more posh. So some of them can even go and rent a loan. At the bank. And then the marriage list.
And on the list from the
very expensive. So at this stage you need to protest it. If you don't want, you need to take it out. Any wrong thing that will not help you, you need to take it. Speak. So possess.
And it's overnemen.
The process is how to, like, you match the altar.
Is altar too, huh?
This is the same way that a woman become a husband and then a wife and the man become a husband.
When
you match the altar and you say, I do. So it is very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Genesis chapter 2 verse 24 says, this is why a man will leave his father and mother and is united to his wife.
And
they become one flesh.
As a word of in flesh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, Sofu. Oh, I need to continue. And then there are certain points that you need to consider when you are about to do wedding. It is not necessary to do a big and expensive wedding.
You are youth.
You know that there is life after marriage, right? So there is no need for you to go and rent a big zaal. You have to think about the happiness of the marriage. Like I said, marriage is forever. It's forever, you can't change. So it's better to spend less in your marriage than to spend the whole money and you don't have any happiness in the marriage. It's useless. Me and Pastor, I said to myself, I just came. We are not going to go for loan in the bank. The engagement is very important. That's the most important
thing. De verloving is het belangrijkste.
And you have to know that the wedding gown that you wear,
je moet weten wat je
the very day for your wedding,
de dag van
you wear it. And the second day is when you die.
And then that day,
so there's no need for you to spend a lot of money in this. All this is a vanity.
All these things are
I think some of you, that Joseph and the wife,
ik denk dat sommige van jullie, alle Joseph,
we are wedding, I was very happy with it.
In huwelijk,
I'm not saying because he's here.
Ik zat er niet
but everything was very simple.
Maar alles was heel simpel.
And we can boldly say that they are happy in their marriage.
En we kunnen zeggen dat ze blij zijn in hun huwelijk.
You know me and you, we don't pray, we are not prayerful.
Ja, en ik, we bidden niet vaak.
So aside the spiritual and physical aspect,
dus naast het spirituele,
you know, all the evil eyes,
alle
boze
ogen
zullen proberen om je te spijten. So it is very
important.
So I am pastor.
Dus ik
we said to ourselves, we are not going to spend money in our wedding.
We hebben tegen elkaar gezegd, we gaan niet veel
so
geld
we went to the mission house, then they pray for us.
Dus we gingen naar de
mission house. And I see me wearing so many. Who will tell me that I didn't do well?
Please don't have to tell me that I'm good at
who will tell me that I'm not happy in my marriage?
Please don't have to tell me that I'm
good. That's the most important thing.
I also belong to that.
So then it's not for you to go and rent a big wedding
hall. You should find how it's out.
You need to cut your coat according to your size.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ladies,
yeah.
If you do that, the guy will run away. I heard that there was a woman who got married in Amsterdam. And this woman, they said the wedding was so posh that so they said that they brought a car to the Tsar. The would you believe that after the marriage, the woman was staying in different places and the man was staying in different places? That shouldn't be so. And after the marriage, you know that you are lawyer, you are lawyer. So you need to change everything. The kind of dress that you used to wear when you are single. When you get married, you are not going to wear that dress again. So it's very important. That's when you change your dresses. That's when you walk and do some life. So it's very important that you shouldn't let the guys influence you. And our parents is one of the victims.
And I would say,
like I said, this is why you need to protest.
This
our parents also, they are very influential.
The
because they have seen that their friend has done a big wedding. So they want their daughter or their son to do the same thing.
Yes.
My sisters.
My sisters.
And my brothers.
And my brothers.
It's not going to help you. You need to be very smart. Because after the marriage, you are going to sit there.
So
enjoy yourself. So whether you be happy or you be sad, you are not going to tell your parents. So please, I beg you. Money, spend a lot of money in your wedding is a waste of time. Do it simple. For people to appreciate, this girl did it simple. And now they are happy. Than to do it big and say to 3 months, you are divorced.
So
no money. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any questions and answers?
Okay.